Keep on.
You ready?
Let's get it.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Collective Podcast. I'm your host, Devin Simmons, along with very special guests. I mean, you already alumni on the podcast. Oh, you've been on here, but we ain't really get to dive into legendary Silk. Y'all give it up for my guy. Owner of Fuck You University, rapper, just extraordinaire, my guy. How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm glad to be here. I feel...
Facts. On location and collected ATL, by the way. Y'all pop through. It was a nice day. Nice Saturday. How you doing, man?
Man, you know, went to a little Venice Connection today. Spent a little money. Chill.
What you get?
Man, I bought hella pieces. Hats, hoodies, t-shirts.
Yeah. You always drip out. That's one thing I can guarantee you. So he's going to drip out.
Man, just trying to feed the streets. You know, might put on Depop.
Yeah.
Depends. How, you know what I'm saying?
Bruh. You know what's funny? Because that was the first... Like, one of the first things we talked about when we first met, we were talking about how you was, like, gonna, like, start grinding on Depop, and they was, like, giving you shout-outs and shit.
Oh, God.
Like, that's crazy.
I need that partnership soon.
Nah, facts.
So,
facts.
Who knows?
I got the pieces.
I was selling the hoodies on Depop at first.
Yeah, yeah.
The first drop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
before I went Shopify, you know what I'm saying? So,
all right. So, this is where we're gonna start.
Okay.
We got, like, a brief introduction to you on the Collected ATL interview, which go check that out. We almost had 100 on that one.
Yes, sir.
Let's just give everybody a brief introduction for Silk so they ain't got to ask no more questions.
Okay.
They ain't got to deem you nothing. Everything all here, and then we'll get into everything about Fuck You University.
Okay, so, you know, my legendary Silk. Well, I started rapping, you know what I'm saying? That's how the whole thing got going.
We gonna talk about that, too.
You know what I'm saying? College town, just chilling, you know. Got involved in just clothes. I love clothes in general, so and all my people do it. So it was just, you know, it was just there. It's like I was already around it. So you know, just a small town kid, man, just trying to make shit happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You was from where?
Cartersville, Georgia.
Yeah,
288.
Sheesh.
Play football, college, quit football, start making music.
Yeah,
you know?
You told the whole dropout.
You know what I'm saying? The whole drop. I finished college though.
Yeah. No. Straight up. I forgot.
You did that. Business management now.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you got the diploma. We ain't gonna do that.
Yeah.
So around that time in college, I remember you told us a story about, you know, getting into music. Everybody heard the song, and they was like, "When's the next one?"
Yeah.
And you was like, "All right, I guess I gotta do this shit." At some point, so we did that interview in August of last year. Obviously, a lot of shit has changed, and Legendary Silk ain't really. He ain't been on the rap shit. So what's your relationship with music as of
right now
since then?
Nah, like, I always got a special place for music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga done did shit with TikTok. Like, it's been a special part of my life. It's just that I just start focusing on clothes. I feel like I'm the type of person, I got to focus on one thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit, I got to step back if I got to. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, too, I didn't want to, like, I feel like when you make music, you got to, like, depend on being signed and shit like that. So I was like, shit, I get the bag from the clothes. I ain't got to worry about signing nobody. I can sign myself.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I can just drop music I like.
Right.
It could be asked everybody, but I can do what I want to do. I ain't got to go off anybody's time.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
music doing in due time. So
it's, yeah, it's, for sure. Because, I mean, if we're going based off last year, you had just dropped that song with 10K.
Oh, On Me.
On Me, which that's still in rotate. So, like, I was like, damn. Because when you started the whole clothing thing, which we're going to really, really dive into that because that's the main focus right now, it was like, damn, like, he going to stop rapping type shit?
Because
I was like, damn, I fuck with this song. And I was like, man, I want some more Silk on my playlist.
Sure.
So I was like, definitely got to ask about the music.
A lot of people ask about that. Like, are you done making music? Nah, I'm not done. I'm definitely going to keep doing it. Probably this summer, get in the studio.
Yeah.
Now that I got shit going for the brand, but I'm being studio, though. Like,
yeah.
First love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm in that mother. Like,
was making that switch hard?
Nah.
Why?
Nah,
Explain.
It's just like, I just thought, like, shit, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I need, like, do what I want to do. And I didn't want to half-ass music, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't want to give music 50%.
For sure.
And give clothes
sure.
100%.
Right.
So I was like, shit, I'm just going to chill out on the music. You know what I'm saying? Because in my idea, it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? rappers, fashion, music, like it's all
it goes circle. Hand in hand.
It's all hand to hand.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I might not be in a studio making a song, but you might still see me with your favorite rapper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Clothes wise. So it's like, I just like, I'm just gonna focus on the clothes right now, and when it's time to pop out with the music,
right.
Like I said, go hand in hand. I got the audience for the clothes too. So it's like, if I drop a song,
they
he's gonna listen regardless, just because of the brand or me.
Right.
So it's like, does that play smart?
Damn. I gotta ask one more question about that for sure, because the music thing really went to a head when Tyra Banks just straight up used your shit in the TikTok. How was that?
I really didn't believe it till somebody told me.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, wake your ass up. Because I really didn't be on TikTok. So I didn't know shit till somebody like, yo, Tyra Banks, use your shit, use your shit. So I went on there. It's a you sound legendary. So I like, damn, she must have had a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, she had to find that shit.
Yeah, like, nah, for sure.
It was not no lucky shit. Like, she had to click, use this time. And you know what I'm saying? She got her own ice cream campaign, ice cream company. So it's like, it's a blessing just to be a part of that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying?
So I was like, damn. And then it's like, damn, maybe I need to get back in the studio. Like,
right.
This shit still.
That's what I initially thought. Because this is, bro, this is 2 weeks out from the second drop of the different colors of the sweatshirts. So I'm like, damn, is this going to spark something for him to, like, make a song or something type shit? So I was like, damn, Tyra Banks. Because the funny thing is, I use TikTok religiously. Yeah. And I be hearing that shit at least twice every time I'm on that shit. Because niggas love ice cream, so they going to go to the sounds, look for an ice cream song. Yeah. And it's, oh, there's a rap song.
Yeah.
And the shit's fine, too. So, like, it was just kind of like, that's crazy.
Man, I don't know. It's just, I'm going to use it. I'm going to go back to it, man. Like, that reason, like, ice cream, dog, that shit really changed my life.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought that shit was going to do what it did.
That shit was crazy.
I was like, it was a song I just played around in the studio. I look up, like, oh, shit, it's new at TikTok. I was like, oh, shit, fuck it. I guess it came right in time. So
yeah.
It let me be myself, express myself. So
for sure.
I'm always fucking with it.
All right. We gonna switch off the music. I'm gonna stop pressing you on
that. Oh, okay.
We gonna come back to it later
on.
But we gotta talk about. So I think this is November or early December. We're at Tate's crib. Shout Tate. Shout Collected.
Yes, sir.
And you talking to me about I got this logo, right? And I was like, oh, he about to drop some shit. I didn't know the extent of it, but you showed me the logo, and I was like, what the fuck. This is hard as hell, bro. Like, what the hell is this? And you're showing me all the mock-ups of the t-shirts, the sweatshirts for Fuck University. And I was like, dog, this is gonna blow. Like,
yeah.
I was like, dog, this is crazy. Because, like, we live in a society, as far as fashion goes, where, like, the logo, if that carries, what it doesn't matter what it's on, it's gonna carry. Like, Supreme is probably the best example of that shit, where you put that fucking that brick on it, it's over with. Someone's gonna buy some stupid shit because the logo's on it.
Yeah,
I felt that exact way looking at that university logo, and I was like, bro, this is gonna take off, because you already had people backing it, and it wasn't even like off the ground really. Yeah. You had Yachty's manager that you cool with.
Shout out to Maddie J.
So
Maddie G, my bad.
Facts. So like, what was the start of that? Like, what was the process of getting started with making that logo and then getting into the clothing and then getting into selling it and then it blowing the fuck
really
up?
Really just people around me, like Tate, AG, Sasha. Shout out to Sasha. That's my boy. He did the design.
Okay.
So I gave him the idea. I was just on the phone with AG one day. I was like, dog, I don't know. You know when you say something and it just clicks like the little lightning bolt. That's what happened. I said it. I was like, bro, somebody, I don't know. I was just telling him, like, man, fuck what people think. I'm just making my own school. Fuck university.
Yeah.
And I said, whoa, hold up. I was like, fuck university. This shit out fire.
Right.
I was like, man, fuck this. So I went like 2 months, 3 months without going to ever drop it. I was like, man, it is what it is. And Tate, and he's just like, bro, you just going to have to get a sample, bro. Just make it happen.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Stop all the talking. Do it. So I was like, December, I hit Tate, like, bro, let's do it, man. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna save my little bread for it.
Yeah.
See me how they come out. Then they came out. We got them back. I was like, shit, pretty hard.
Nah, yeah.
I was like, damn. So I was like, we're gonna see how it go. And I feel like the first job was mainly like friends and family, but it still did numbers. I was like, okay, I got something.
How many units you end up selling that first one?
Like 30 something. But that's still a lot.
Nah, yeah, straight up. Because like some people couldn't get off 10.
Yeah,
honestly.
So I was like,
because once I saw it, because like I was graduating around that time, I was
like,
I need that. So you go from like the ideas pop in, mm-hmm. you got all these people backing it, and then you get the first drop going. Mm-hmm. When does the buzz come in? Because I swear to God, that page that you made for it had like maybe, I think 200 followers the last time I saw it, and then it just like has like 1,000 plus. I was like, what the fuck? Like, when did this start taking off? And it's just kind of funny because like the thing that I was like imagining happened. Like a logo speaks for itself. Yeah. I just didn't think it was gonna come that damn quick. Yeah. So like, when did you start seeing some momentum coming towards the brand? The
momentum definitely came to pop up here.
Okay.
And my boy Sleazy put that bitch on.
Yeah.
And he like the fashion guy around here in Atlanta. Like, shout out to him.
Yeah.
He liked that. So when he put that motherfucker on, I kid you not, dog. Right when he posted, I had like 100 requests. Can I buy a hoodie? Where can I get a hoodie? I had no website, dog. Damn. I had nothing. I did not expect this. You know, so I'm going off the pop-up. I'm like, all right. I sold a good bit. Still got some. You know what I'm saying? Man, I kid you not. This motherfucker posted that shit and all the little fashion pages posted. I had like 200 requests trying to buy the hoodie. And wow. You know, I didn't have no website. So it's like, only thing I could think of is Depop.
Yeah.
So I was just doing through Depop, and it was a lot. I was getting fucked up. It was cool though to get it out there.
Yeah.
But it was a good like start from there. So I knew once I got the momentum from Sleazy and all these other big people, like fashion people, started wearing it, they let the wrong nigga through the door. I was like, oh, you get it wrong. I'm gonna get this motherfucker a ton. I'm gonna take off.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit. Once I got that, it was like, I gotta kill them with the promo videos. I gotta be creative. Yeah. Nigga, like, they here. They tuned in.
Which that's. Bruh, Silk, you were like the easiest person to market because one, you're funny as hell. Two, like you got the drip, like you dress like a real nigga. So like, it was easy. I bet it was so easy for Connor to be like, "Yeah, we gonna do this," and you silly, you making this shit mark. Like it's just like fun type shit. But that logo, you ain't. Bro, you can walk in front. It's all good.
Yo, shout out to Tate, man. Shout out to that boy Tate.
He ain't gonna mess up the production. But I was just like, bro. But I was like, man, it's this whole brand, including you, because you are a part of the brand, is mm-hmm. so marketable.
Yeah.
And like, really, I was fucking with the way you was doing it, because on top of the commercials, you was just like, hey, bro, everybody give me they fit pics. Like, what, like. At what point do you, like, start to realize, like, this shit's gonna go once, like, even past the person you was just talking about? Yeah. Like, who else had been wearing it? And you was like, yeah, bro, this shit gonna go.
Shit. Damn. My boy Malik Kennedy put that bitch on. That shit went crazy.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to him. Who else? My boy Jordan Kilgore put it on. Shit, my friends put it on. Like,
yeah.
My boy Kilo put that motherfucker on. Them little biker shit. That shit was hard. Like, it's not even all about who put it on.
Yeah.
Like, it's all about the vision. We're going to make that shit look fire regardless. Who
yeah.
Put my grandma in that motherfucker. That shit going to be hard as hell regardless.
Yeah, no, facts.
So,
facts.
I just like, man, like, I want to make sure, like, it's a friendly brand. I ain't want niggas think, like, I'm too cool or he ain't cool enough to be like, I don't give a fuck what you look like. I don't care what your race is. Like, this brand for you. Like, you stand for what you stand for. You don't give a fuck what people think.
Yeah.
Fuck your university. So I was like, man, I just kept that energy. That's why I always engage with the audience and with my IG and let them know, like, it's not just, like, send me your pictures, bro. I don't give a fuck about who all clout in my shit. I don't care if you got 10 followers. If you know what I'm saying? It's five. Yeah. I'll post that bitch.
Straight up.
Send it to me.
Straight up.
So I just try to make sure everybody feel involved some way.
Facts. So, when you started this, I'm almost certain you're gonna say no, but like, when you started this, were you ever worried about like a censorship like issue? Cause like, I mean, niggas definitely don't be wearing like, you know, fuck on they shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Were you ever worried about marketing?
Nah,
that?
Man, that's why I feel like it's gonna be different. I was like, man, I'm wearing what people want to say.
Yeah,
a lot of people scared to express their opinion. They try to, I can't say this like today's society. They're gonna be like, oh, you know. You got to do this certain way. You got to do this certain way. You can't say this. You can't say, man, fuck that, man. Yeah. I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. You like it or not. You going to buy it or not. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, hey, man, everybody, please. I'm not going to go to church wearing this. Like, y'all, please buy my hoodie. Like, nah, dog. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to keep it like, I know where I had, like, the whole time, I wrote everything down. So, I already knew my audience. I knew who I was targeting. I knew what the fuck was going to happen.
Yeah.
I just had to get it from them people.
Yeah, right.
So where we at? So
Facts. So what's next? Shit. Like, after the pop-up, the website drop, everything seems to be going very, very well. You're moving like real good. So like, what's next for y'all? Like, what do you see going forward for Fuck You University?
Just, man, really just expand and keep doing. I still have that mindset to like, when I had 50 followers on the gram, I still have that energy. Like, there's so much more to do. We ain't nowhere near where we want to be at. I'm not even on no, like, it hit me, y'all. I got to breathe it in. So, man, fuck that. I'm still working, like, each and every day. Like, how can I make this shit the best shit ever?
Yeah.
How can I be in the streets? How can I connect with the people? You know what I'm saying? So, I keep that energy. So, I'm worried about summer. Yeah. How can I get the best product? You know what I'm saying? I feel like brands, we try to focus on us, but we got to focus on the people, too. They don't want to buy them. Without them, we broke. You know what I'm saying? So, for myself, I just try to keep, you know, them involved as much as possible. I'll put a sketch out or in some summer shit I'm about to drop, I'll put it on my page, be like, yo, what y'all think? You know what I'm saying? They can say, fuck this shit, I would love it. Like, bet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just going to drop shit and expect y'all just to buy this shit. Like, I make them feel a part of that shit. And I just, you know, I try to make sure I give the best customer service. It's crazy, huh? Niggas like, customer service?
Yeah.
That shit key. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, it keeps from coming back.
You know, if I take 3-4 weeks to ship your order, you might not want to fuck with me no more.
Yeah.
If I take 2-3 days and you getting that shit priority and you getting the best of the best product, 9 out of 10 times, you probably gonna come shop with me again.
Yeah.
So I take the little things, like, that's my little things I worry about. So I just try.
Which, you know, that was the best part of what, because, like, watching the evolution of, like, because the first version of Fuck You University, it was actually interesting because, like, they didn't have the pockets at first. And I think that you wanted the pockets, but you was like, nah, that shit's kind of tough.
Yeah.
And then you see it evolve into, like, you know, cutting and doing, like, all the, like, you know, whatever.
Really, the just quality. Happy. Well, I mean, cut y'all.
No, go ahead. No, bro. No,
but no. I got a new manufacturer, so I was under tape at first.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, he had boss, so he's like, bro, basically, like, nigga, you gotta find your own now. So, you know what I'm saying? I could really just gave up.
Yeah.
I'd be like, man, fuck that, man. I ain't doing this shit no more. But I was like, nah, babe, I'm gonna study, do my research. I'm gonna find the best manufacturer for me.
Yeah.
And I did. I was like, damn. It felt so good. Like, damn, I went out all these ways. You know what I'm saying? I got taught these niggas from Pakistan, bro. I gotta do all this other shit. I ain't never done before, bro. You understand? I'm new.
Yeah.
I'm not into this fashion shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I might wear this shit, but business wise, brand been out since. I really wouldn't call the first drop the drop.
Yeah, right.
So really the pop-up, so March, was May, 2 months. So, like, so I'm just learning. So I was like, being able to figure out the hoodie, how I want to do it, like with the crop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How I want to make it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was perfect. So I was like, damn, I'm really in charge. I'm the honcho of this shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit.
Got all the creative juice for it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
it's great.
So, and working close with Tate, because, again, Collected ATL, like, that's been, it's a staple right now. Like, as far as, like, the clothes, the sweat, all that is there. But, like, again, customer service, like, were you like, really closely learning from Tate far as going through this? Because, like, I bet that he's just, like, dropping gems.
He, like, the master splinter to me, nigga.
Swear.
Like,
so how was that working closely with him for a little bit and seeing how he works?
Just, you know, like I said, bro, I'm outside of the loop. You know what I'm saying? I was the rapping at first. So while all this shit going on, I'm watching him conduct business.
Yeah.
How he is with the customers. How he's, you know what I'm saying? Give me a little, you know what I'm saying? Game, like, you should do this, do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm soaking it in like a sponge. I'm listening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm watching him engage with them, being extra friendly, make sure if they have a problem, you know what I'm saying, he handling it. So I just apply that to my shit. Like, bro, if anything go down, I'm gonna be there. I'm not going to Hollywood no nigga. I'm not going
to
make somebody wait 10 days for a refund. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that happens. I had to refund somebody this past drop because my manufacturer fucked up on the sizes. So I sold out online.
Yeah.
He done bought. Like, damn, I ain't got your size, cousin. Like, you want to get this size? I'm like, nah, bro. It's like, fuck you. No problem. Refund you, bro.
Yeah.
Next piece on me for free for summer drop.
Right.
Just, you know what I'm saying? Just keep them, you know what I'm saying, tapped in. So
yeah.
I just learned a lot from them, you know what I'm saying? Just a lot from everybody. Just got to, you know, pick and choose because, you know, I'm young at this shit, but I'm enjoying it too, so.
Right. So I'm not even going to, like, pressure you, but, like, next drop, what do you see going for fuck you university? Like, what kind of items?
I'm doing basketball shorts, mesh shorts.
Oh, shit.
T-shirts. I'm doing a Dare collab.
Oh, word?
Yeah, it's like Dare to indulge in drugs at least once.
Yeah, okay.
And, like, the whole story behind that is just, like, I feel like everybody that was in the Dare program growing up, like me, they fucking felt it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and when I say drugs, I'm not saying, like, coke, crack. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Dare, back in the day in fifth grade, they were saying drugs was alcohol, cigarettes. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so I was
right.
saying everybody tried at least once. So I made my little Dare Fuck You collab.
Okay.
I got a map tee that's OD. Bringing that fucking shit up. It's about to be crazy. That's all I'm saying.
I'm definitely on the shorts. I need that.
Yeah.
So we're just going to veer off a little bit. It's as important as the clothes, but like it's still a little off of a tangent. So about a week prior to the drop, to the pop-up shop here, you got in a pretty fucking like crazy ass car accident, dog. What the fuck was going on there? Like how was that? Like,
man,
because I still don't even know the story for real.
I was just driving, dog. It happened so fucking quick. First, somebody like came in my way, and I just squirted quick. And all I saw was my car flip. I was like, oh fuck, I'm about to die. God damn, like this.
You was on that?
Nah, God was with me. I ain't get hurt.
Yeah,
I ain't get touched or nothing. But my car totally flipped. Yeah. They had to like, I had to climb out of the passenger side to get out and jump over. Like my whole car was on my driver's side was laying on the side. Yeah. So I'm like this, I'm standing up in my vehicle like this.
Yeah.
Car flipped. I like, damn, bro. You know what I'm saying? I tore my ACL before too. So it's like, I'm not trying to go through all this. You know what I'm saying? So the first thing I did was grab my knee, grab my arm, shoulder.
Yeah.
And it was like, damn, a miracle. That's when I knew I was going to blow up.
Yeah,
I knew that shit was gonna take off.
See, that's what I was on, because the whole thing about like that happening, like literally, I think it was like 5 days before the pop up. I was like,
a week.
Bruh, that could have been some scary shit, because I saw your car turn and I was like, nah, bro, like, are you all right? Type shit. And really, because like when I popped up to come to the pop up and it was just like packed and everybody was like good vibes. You was good vibes. You was drunk a little bit, but like it was good vibes. And I was like, damn, you could never tell that this nigga had a like crazy ass car accident like a few days later. But he's on like, bruh. So like, was that like a, I don't want to make it corny, but like you felt like it was like a second purpose. Like, no, I'm meant to do something with this bread.
Bro, I knew something was, I was like, okay, it's about something good about to happen through this. Cause I could be like, damn, dog, my car just flipped, could have died, all the bad things. But I was like, shit, I'm here, I'm moving.
Yeah.
Got all my boxes out of my car. Put this shit in the crib. Find a way how to move, you know what I'm saying? How to buy another whip. But before that, I still had to, you know, get rides and shit. But I thought about the positive shit. I was like, man, this shit ain't gonna stop me. I'm like, fuck, all right, cool, crash, I'm here, I'm alive. Okay, heartbeat, what? Still pulse, let's go.
Yeah, it's over with. Like, just keep going.
Keep going. I'll keep either fold or keep going. Shit, I kept going.
Yeah, and you ain't going to stop, bro, because, like, OD, I'm going to always tell you, like, that logo going to take you places, bro. I don't know exactly where, just because, like, you know, fashion changes at the whim of, like, anything, but, like, that's going to last. So I'm just happy for you, bro. Like I'm really excited for this shit.
Man, it's happening quick, but you know I'm trying to be here for the long run. So I gotta make sure keep it slow too. Can't get too ahead of myself sometimes and do this, do that. Like I'm trying to be here for the long run. So I gotta keep being my P's and Q's.
Always. All right, man. I think we're getting close to wrapping up. I got one more question regarding the brand.
All right.
What would you say is like the next like big goal, or do you even set goals for yourself?
Right? Oh hell yeah! I got a whole board.
Yeah, for sure. What's some of the bigger ones that you think like, or yeah, some of the bigger ones you have like that are like in the close reach for you?
Definitely for one of my goals, I want to tap into the college market. So fraternities, definitely want to like get that type of stage of this, so I can do college tours. I want to do a college tour, go to different schools, and you know, sell merch.
Yeah.
And then tap in just in the hip hop as well, rappers, and like you know, so I got the streetwear people now, but I'm trying to just hit all different aspects of the brand.
Yeah.
So when I can go to here, I go to, you know what I'm saying, a country club, I can see somebody wearing some fuck you.
Right.
Go to that, you know what I'm saying? I got go to the hood, somebody rocking the fuck you. I go, you know what I'm saying? Target. Like, don't matter. I'm trying to be in every aspect. You know what I'm saying? Like Nike. So build the brand. I can just drop something and niggas gonna fuck with it.
Yeah. I like that. All right. Well, so you know me, bro. Like, I love this shit. I love you. Like, you about to go crazy with this shit. And I'm super excited for you, bro. But you got any last things to say for the podcast, man?
Hey, mom. Hey, grandma. Hey, everybody. Love y'all.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Sasha. Shout out to AG. Shout out to the whole team. Hi.
Shout out fucking University. Shout
out fuck
Shrill.
University. IG, man. Follow that right now. If you don't,
everything's in the description.
You ain't following his YouTube, you tripping. You ain't following his Instagram, you tripping. Don't be that nigga that waits to blow up and try to, hey, man, yo, Dev, I've been fucking with you. You wasn't fucking with him.
Nah, see, that's why I fuck with you, because I remember you was like, man, this is hard. You DM me. I remember, I'll never forget the one day you was like, bro, when you post a new video, DM me that shit. I was like, all right, I got you. And I really respect that shit, because, like, it's love, man. It's just, like, real family shit around here.
Oh, God, bro. Like, I'm not – if I like something, I'll let you know, nigga. I'm not going to sugarcoat, wait till you get five. Like, nah, bro. Like, that shit hard. Keep doing that shit. Like, I DM'd you. I commented on that video, just posted kick. Yeah, like, bro, that shit hard, dog. Like, this shit over. That shit top notch. Yeah, I had to let you know that, bro.
I appreciate it.
Nobody let you know. I'm going to let you know, goddamn. So keep doing what you're doing, dog. Because soon we're going to be doing this shit on a –
All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all for coming through the Collective Podcast. This is Legendary Silk. Yes, follow him. Everything that you can follow him, fuck you, University, all that will be in the description.
Yeah.
Collective Podcast. Peace, my brother. Season.